The Vinyl Countdown is brought to you by Puma Social After Hours Athletes. We're celebrating those things you can do with a drink in your hand. Thanks for coming out.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Right on.
I'm wearing Puma sneakers right now. Let me tell you, it makes me walk to the bar really fast.
I like that one. That's good.
But he's not using it for exercise because he's a big fat motherfucker.
I'm a social athlete.
Bitch cake, grab a slice. This is Casey Stewart for the Vinyl Countdown.
Yeah! Red light.
Talking about Mars bars and shit. It's our 420 episode. Is it going?
Yep.
We live? Hi,
double
I'm
check.
Boom. So we just.
Oh, you introduced the last episode that got erased, and that got erased.
That's exactly what we have to talk about at the beginning of this episode.
Let's introduce ourselves first.
Yeah, I was going. Fuck.
You guys are fags.
Craig, you go.
I'm gonna go.
Now his mouth is full of Mars bars.
Although this is gonna come out of sequence because it's our 420 episode.
Yeah,
this is our special. It's not even a Weed Wisdom. It's all of us.
So we might have in between episodes we haven't even recorded yet.
Well, we only have one more week.
Still.
We're going to be gone for the rest of
that. The listener knows.
420 is in 2 weeks.
They know about things we did that we didn't do yet.
Time travel.
That's
what?
True. That's true.
He's God. High. He's
he
high.
Understands.
He's high.
Are you
he
high?
Understands.
That was so come much on, weed, Craig. Strawberry cough, allegedly.
That's what I'm going for.
Yeah.
Oh, the lighter.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, that's all. Just that we've done stuff already for them. The Large Hadron Collider, all that. But we didn't.
Wow.
The Large Hard-On Collider. My God, I kicked out of that the other day.
What's the biggest penis? It's a whale, right? Like,
it's gotta be.
It's a blue whale, I think, has the biggest. If I were to an educated guess.
So what if you were really, really rich and you decided to make the Large Hard-On Collider, but for real? Even though it's just a joke.
The Large Hard-On?
Yeah. So it just makes two whale cocks hit each other very fast.
At almost the speed of light.
Yeah, almost the speed of
light. So the question is, what universal ramifications would that have?
None. I just mean...
That's why we need it. That's why we have the LHC, is to find out the ramifications.
Well, it's like, could you even tell anyone?
Penises.
Or would the blowback be so big that it's like, what, that's the most asshole thing?
The blowback is...
They're like, those were endangered creatures. Did you have to remove their penises? Sir, I...
No, maybe you don't. Maybe you don't have to remove the penises, because it has to be a hard-on.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be alive at impact.
So, it's got to have a heartbeat.
So we need to get these whales hard, then somehow suspend their cocks in suspended animation, and then...
No, the whale can still be attached to the cock.
So basically,
we're ramming two whales together.
We got to angle the whale so the penises are facing each other. That's all.
I'm just picturing this machine with two whales just kind of spinning really fast inside with giant whale dicks.
It's not going to be easy.
It's like the Vitruvian Man or something spinning all around.
Maybe it's just because I'm high, but can I say this is my favorite episode so far?
Bitch cake, grab a slice. Okay, and done.
But episode 421.
Craig is eating a chocolate bar he found on the side of the road.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I didn't find it.
I appreciate it.
You guys found it. I just took one of the...
I'm not crazy. You're the one who's crazy.
How can you say no to free Mars?
He's right, though. He's right.
We were walking here, and there's these two giant containers.
These look old.
Full of chocolate bars and oatmeal.
Yeah, they do, but it's fun.
Things.
It's fine. It's good. I don't taste AIDS. What?
And they're full of Super AIDS, so we'll see what happens.
Okay.
I really hope they're not full of Super AIDS.
I don't know if I just missed that explanation or if that was horrible. Did you really just explain how we got these? Did I miss that?
Yeah, I wasn't really listening to myself.
The whole story?
No, we were walking here, and we found these two containers full of oatmeal bars and Mars bars
right.
just on the curb. in front of somebody's house, like they're
next to the garbage, right?
Yeah, the,
next
the,
to the blue
the
bin.
International
garbage.
Symbol in Toronto of we're giving shit away.
Yeah, no, these weren't garbage adjacent, were they? They seemed pretty clean. Seemed like
they weren't like on top of the.
They were like
the
a good
or
foot
anything,
away,
but like everyone else's garbage was out. It's garbage.
I mean this,
they were just sitting
street.
In a torn garbage bag.
And then
no, they weren't in the garbage at all. They weren't touching
the
garbage.
Yeah,
there
was collected the bars and put them in the jar. Yeah,
and I think I forget who noticed it, but it was just like, hey. Yeah, Picard's like, hey, free oatmeal bars. And Keith turns around and goes, I'm in.
He didn't even look. He was like, yeah, there's a hypodermic needle in there too, but...
Yeah, should we have checked for hypodermic needles?
Probably too late.
Dump that shit out.
Yeah, we'll know. But, no, I've got a great trust of people. Well, it's like a rich tradition for bums like me. You just get shit. People give away shit they don't need. It's weird for it to be food. But if people put, you know, a dresser or something, like, on the side of the road, you know it's going to be fine. They're just... There's a clear difference between throwing away and giving away.
I'm looking for needle marks in the wrappers.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. Let me know if you find
it. And this... Yeah, this seemed... I don't know. Somehow it just seemed too organized. It's like, this is giving away. This is not some weirdo throwing shit away. It's like a do-gooder church lady who can't stand to throw shit out.
Yeah.
Man, if the right people walk by this tonight.
Well, and like now that I'm unwrapping this Mars bar, it's old. Like it's kind of got that like
it's totally old, but it's
gray color.
Well, it's the wax on the chocolate.
But I was thinking about this actually. I was thinking about like how I was listening to like the latest Keeping the Girl, and I forget the guest, but she's a Canadian, and then they got into this whole diet.
Carmen Lynch.
Ran.
No.
Did you say comedian or Canadian?
Canadian.
Wow, I didn't know they had a Canadian.
Well, person. She lives in the States. She's getting married now.
Whoa. Yeah.
Right.
What's her name?
Oh, man, fucking.
Yeah. Emilia Emily. No.
You're so close, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Elvira Kurt.
Oh,
sure, yes. Sure.
Well.
But anyway.
You wait, that's not her. No, go on.
She was talking about how she's got all this shit everywhere in Canada and how she's got to, like, she basically just told people to set it outside on the street. And then they went on and they were talking about like how angry New Yorkers are right now, like when you accidentally bump somebody. And I'm like thinking to myself, why isn't Toronto like that? Like we've had some like cramped subway days, we've had like garbage strikes and all this shit that
because we're Canadian,
because we're better people than they are.
I think the reason is like if somebody got mad at, like, an innocent bump on your way out of a streetcar or subway, we would just assume they were crazy.
Yeah.
You know? So... So, yeah, that was my thing. Was like,
lost another episode.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry. Let me just do it.
Michael. Lee, what are you doing?
Wow, you remembered his middle name.
No, Keith,
or did you just guess because he's retired?
You have to cut that. Who works at NCOM?
Oh my god.
I don't know where he works.
Yeah, the more I've looked into cities and stuff, it seems like a lot of it is just... It's.
What are you doing, Keith?
It's because I don't want the jar in front of my voice.
Yeah, but you like put the Wii on top of them.
Yeah, oh,
he's got
no,
the cord
that's,
running to a crumpled piece
because,
of paper, and then under a pipe, and then around a marker.
There's a reason for
that.
This. See, I don't know.
Mike hasn't breathed in like 2 minutes because he's been laughing the whole time.
Okay, see, right here, my headphones end here. This is just a cheap extender because these are too short, and it's shorted. So I got a bunch on order. So if I maneuver it right, I can hear left and right. And so I was trying to prop it under something to keep it taut, but so I can hear both sides of the room. So that's not even high shit. That makes sense. So I win a point. 1 point right here.
He just taught you a lesson.
You know what? I didn't follow the logic. Sort of. I sort of did.
No, I got it.
I can assume it makes sense.
I got it.
You got it.
Why are you staring?
Yeah, you're the one who's not high.
I know.
You know, man.
Oh, okay. You wanted to go.
Yep.
You know, they say cliches ain't good enough for us, but they are. They're just good times.
People say cliches aren't good enough for us.
I think so.
Wow. These dudes look extra 3D.
There's so many dimensions.
Ten dimensions.
You're gonna have to fight the tenth dimension. It's gonna spin you around and lift you up off the ground, and this car's gonna speed away.
Joel, did you notice this? Because I wasn't talking to Crazy Man live like you guys were, but listening back, So he seemed like crazy, but crazily well-intentioned in a way, because he wants to stop child predators. But at one point, he's like, I've seen kids die in front of me. Don't tell me you know what it's like. How does that happen? How does that happen if you're saving kids?
This is why...
You know, there's casualties of war.
This is exactly why we called the cops. It's just like...
Right.
I was just... if I wasn't a chicken shit, I would have been over to the cops and I would have been like, please investigate this man's basement.
Right.
You were really funny when the cops showed up, hiding around the corner.
I know. I was such a bitch.
So welcome to the Vinyl Countdown. Mm. Our 420 episode, I guess. We got RoboCop Craig.
Anyone want to take bets on how long we've been recording?
Joel.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Rapist Joel and Craig's friend.
13 minutes?
There's...
Mike. Mondro Mike.
I definitely feel like I've been zoning out, but I'm going to guess 14 minutes and 30 seconds we've been recording. Anyone?
Probably.
Higher or lower?
I'm going to go 13:26.
No, 18:21.
Okay. Yeah, just tap anything and it'll light up.
No.
What are we at?
10 minutes.
Oh, oh shit, I went the other way.
I was closest, but
she got $1.
Price is right, we all lost.
Still your favorite episode, Craig? Has this been our best 10 minutes ever?
So
I don't know.
I haven't seen tits yet.
If
four out of five of
yeah, we
are
haven't
high.
Seen any tits yet, that is correct.
If they could have sent back a better 10 minutes with a large Hadron Collider, they would have, so clearly time travel's not going to happen.
He's right.
That's true.
Otherwise,
that's
a good point.
Every episode of the Vinyl Countdown would be like a Shakespearean sonnet.
There would be a whale dick in this living room.
just boom, exploding all over
us. He understands. Joel knows what's happening.
Whale dick. Right here.
Total whale dick, man. Upstairs.
Everything disproved.
Yes.
That wasn't even aimed at me.
It's just aimed. You know
you're just
I mean?
Like this?
Yeah.
Z Kyle?
Oh, that is.
Hail Hitler!
That is racially charged.
It's not racially charged.
You gotta isolate that sound.
I mean, if you like.
It's just racialist. It's not racist.
I mean, if you accept that Jews are a race and like humans, I guess. I don't know.
Is this your way of trying to backpedal out of your genocidal, racist Picard nickname?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, when we first met, Joel and Mike, were you worried that they were, like, Jews because their nose are big? Polish Jew, American Jew?
I don't give a shit. I'll make fun of Jews straight to their faces.
But then, yeah, when you find out, you're like, woo, we can still be friends with them.
Yeah.
I'm more of a Frenchman with my nose.
Right.
It's
just
French
bad.
News. Yeah, no. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Right, our French listeners?
You're not a French listener.
All right, Keith, you have notes?
I do, but they didn't work so well last time. You sure you want notes?
Well, they'll be high notes now, so I mean, they might actually be worthwhile.
We will have a discussion on every one of your notes.
I ate a huge pizza.
This is my day. This is my day for my notes to shine.
Picard is the only one sober enough to drive at this point, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, where's my phone?
I'm very far. Your phone? I thought I saw it out here when we came in.
Yeah.
You
want to hear my phone song?
Yeah.
No.
No, he's not high. Don't listen to him. No. Yes, I want to hear the phone song.
I got a phone and it's 25 times
he's got a phone.
The thing.
Okay, stick to a beat.
.com.
5/7 time.
Oh my god, this is crazy.
Are you freaking out?
This is the worst
song ever.
This is the stuff that I get that I have the same thing.
You just have to go for the. Just try it in a little falsetto. I can't even fucking say that word.
Nobody else.
Big
here,
Freddie Mercury.
Nobody's done Salvia, right?
No,
I've done it a bunch of times.
Really? How come we never talked about that? What happened?
I don't know why we never talked about it. The first time I did it, I was at my parents' house. They were on vacation, and I was in the basement, had my bong, smoked it through that, and then held it in for as long as I could. Sat down on the couch, and I melted into the couch. I became one with the couch. It was weird. I like was feeling the couch along, like, beside me, and then over my face, and it just felt like the same thing. I was like, I've become the couch. It was kind of freaky. Like, Salvia, I don't find it's... You don't get high. You trip out, like, crazy. You hallucinate wildly. But
so,
you're not high. It's not enjoyable. It's not like you don't get giggly, like, I'm told you do with acid. I've never done acid, but I've heard that that's, like, also high, aside from the hallucinations.
That's why it was so weird how intern Mike in New York was always... He would... ask people at parties, like, want to do some salvia? Like, a casual thing?
Yeah, that's fucking weird. Like, it's such a bizarre experience that, like...
Why would you want... Like, I would... If you gotta be in a controlled... You know, can't just be out, like, at a bar. It seems insane, right?
No, you...
At a party... No, at a house party is different. Like, you can go in a bedroom or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Like, it only lasts, like, 10 minutes. So you can, like, take a break from your party and then go back to partying, like, 20 minutes later.
But didn't you say you were, like, seeing a band or something?
It was Derek Comedy. We saw them do improv. And yeah, he's just like, I got Salvi, what do you think?
So you're like out in public, right?
Is this... Oh, way public, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's insane. How could you... Yeah, you can't do that in public. You guys have all seen the gardening on Salvia.
Oh, that's videos. The best. That's my favorite one.
That describes it pretty well, the experience.
Well, yeah, I was just thinking, like, wow, this weed is fucking me up. But yeah, that just made me think of that, is then the other side of it is super fucked up for 5 minutes. I don't know. It's just, since it is, as far as I know, it's still legal and stuff. I don't know. I don't necessarily want to do it, but yeah, it's a thing.
It's I would not. I would do it again for you guys, but like it's not something I desire to do again.
Yeah, it was just weird.
If you guys wanted to do an episode, I'd be totally down.
Yeah, but I've definitely thought about it. That might be all right.
I believe we've mentioned it at one point.
I feel it's something that's worth trying for everybody once. I've done it maybe 3 or 4 times,
and it's so much more controlled than like if you tried acid or something or mushrooms.
Yeah. Like, I think the reason it's not illegal is because it lasts 10 minutes. What damage can you do in 10 minutes?
Right.
Like, and the state that it puts you into, like, you're doing it somewhere and then you're not going anywhere. Pretty much.
Okay, what's going on over here?
Michael. We.
No, stop!
Jen and I are planning to get high. But it could be a disaster. Like, we've never been high together, so who knows?
Really? Yeah. You've been together for 4 years.
Well, you've been divorced.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a big weed smoker, or I'm not a weed smoker generally.
Right.
So it's just never happened. We've always been like, yeah, we should get high together, and it's just never really been a priority, so yeah.
It can't be a priority.
Mike knows, man.
Priority, because like everyone's got priorities in life.
Right, exactly. Because what's your priority?
Oh, God, I don't know. Probably just avoiding...
I gotta catch up to Mike.
You know, preventing myself from throwing myself off my balcony.
Or mustard, probably.
And just, you know, being all warm under death's sweet embrace.
I like the word priority. It's a good word.
I've been trying to talk, but it's like he's blocking me by making me laugh.
Mustard blocking
like his attack. Well, I was going to make fun of you, so it's to your advantage. It's a battle right here. Just when Joel was talking, man, the look on his face when I started to laugh, he looked so understanding. Like the mother was just like, oh yeah, I've been there so much, there's not even
so
words.
Many times.
I can't tell you how much I've been where you are.
Like, I don't even know.
So sane.
I don't even know what that was in response to even anymore. But I probably agreed with them if they said that.
I don't know either. I can't even remember.
Oh, God.
The stars never lining up.
Yeah.
it was never a priority to smoke weed together.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely smoke weed, like, kind of separately, but yeah. Yeah.
I found that extra funny because since I just finished editing the show with the crazy man, where it's almost like I think Mike was trying to placate him to get him to go away, but it's like he can't sound sincere. He doesn't know how. So the guy I'll be talking about, the 10th dimension or something, he's just like, oh, that's great. Excellent. That's very interesting. In like this extremely sarcastic way.
No, I'm pretty sure it was sarcastic.
It was. Right. It was intentionally.
But that's what made this extra funny is because this was the total opposite. I was like, man, he's so high that he's just like, I get everything. Like, I really get it. I'm not even kidding.
I understand everything.
It flipped the switch.
I'm getting things. Man, this is...
Man, how long was that story? Jesus Christ.
I don't even know if it was a story. The whole story was like, Mike made a face. Mike made a face and it was funny.
We didn't lose that.
This is strawberry cream pie.
It's a strawberry cough, allegedly.
This is the butterscotch debate.
Strawberry cough.
That's on We could put on the butterscotch debate right now.
Butterscotch cup. Wait, scotch cuff? What's it called?
The strawberry
cuff.
Strawberry cuff. This is
it's the weed from Children of Men.
That was in the future, though.
Did you say Scotch cock?
It's a strain that came out, like, in the movie. They picked a strain that, like, existed just to be, like, the one that they happen to still have in the future, you know?
Okay.
So, is this unusual? This seems unusually strong. I guess why I'm thinking of salvia.
Yeah, pretty high, allegedly.
I'm just kind of rocking back and forth, and I keep missing words you say. I don't know how long things have been.
Personally, I feel fine. I'm
driving. No, you don't.
Screw you guys. I can drive so far like this.
Drive what?
I don't know. Saw something. ATV, I guess. Until I get the pick. Jeff, a tank.
Jeff Howard Monkey Navigated. Blasting across the alkali flats. How's this going for you, Picard? Is you feeling this at all?
Yeah,
it was anything in a while.
Is the vibe getting to you, or is it just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you guys are all pretty fucking high.
Yeah.
Not me.
You know what?
Yeah, you're the most.
No. Joel's the best.
I could be prime minister right now.
You know, just the other day.
If the vote was happening right now, sure.
Yeah, not? I don't know who else I'd vote for.
I think on Sunday, me and Craig were playing Wii. And he was smoking, and he was like, hey, you want some? I was like, no, that's cool. He was like, well, so you know, I'll always offer, you know, so don't feel bad about always saying no. And I was just thinking in my head, like, oh, it's fine. I really don't smoke. It's all good. Now it's 2 days later. I'm high as balls.
No, it's for the show, man.
No, that's true. It probably helped. But still, it's like, new house.
New rules. New house, new rules.
Sitting under the skylight.
It's a new key.
Looking up at the full moon? I don't know.
Sometimes you see the full moon. It's pretty rad.
That is rad.
It happens every, every month.
Think of that, people. Condos and what have you. You're sitting on your couch, you look up, and you can see the moon. That's fucking rad. That is super rad.
It's
pretty rad.
That's all this is. We have the penthouse in a two-story building.
It's more than rad. It's keen gear.
Yeah, and it's nice because all of our neighbors are businesses. They all close. There's no noise at night. This is a good setup.
Yeah.
And it's right above a convenience store.
I heard the neighbors screwing only once.
Are they hot?
Nice.
Do you know them?
No, I don't know them. I know, like, the apartment next door is actually two apartments. Like, this address, we have one apartment, but the next address, they have two. So there's two apartments that use the same stairs. One of them is a gay couple. So maybe I heard gay dudes screwing. I don't know.
What the? Oh, it's cool, Kitty Cole.
And then I've met.
No, it's not.
We're on the show.
Why is she called? Oh, karaoke. How does she have your number?
Hello?
Hey, Katie Kaboom.
Hi.
You're on the vinyl countdown.
I don't tell her.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Are you guys still at the Rhino?
No. We went home.
Together.
We were just taking our pants off.
Huh?
We were taking our pants off. We're going to blow each other now.
Really?
Yeah, you want to come watch?
Mine and Keith's apartment.
Meet me on speaker.
No.
You want to come watch?
No. You guys are far away.
No, we're...
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we are.
We're in a tunnel. We're waiting for the subway.
I'm waiting for the streetcar, the Queen streetcar.
Mm. Oh, well, we're up at, like, college. Or Dundas or something.
I'm at Queen and University.
Oh.
I just got off work.
Well, we're not anywhere near there.
Queen Herne University.
I know. Well, you should be fun and come over here.
That's true.
Oh, can you imagine that?
What?
That'd be amazing. Who would do that?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm so confused by this talking.
Oh, no. It's just one of us. We're just changing our voice.
Oh.
Okay, so you coming over? Where are we, Craig? We.
You can edit that out.
Why would I come there?
Because well, you can have sex with us.
We're ready.
No.
Trust me, nobody's having sex with anybody. Everybody's high as balls.
That's a sensible answer. No.
Is there free alcohol?
Yes, there is some alcohol here.
I got some vodka and some rum.
It stays in your jizz, right?
Bring Ray Ray Noof Noof.
Oh,
and not...
Bring Rayanne.
She's at home. She's not feeling well.
Oh.
Thank God we didn't go to karaoke. You had a Judas.
Judas.
She was going to send us there.
All right, so we'll see you here in like 10.
Where is that again?
Okay.
Oui. Well, no, I'm not coming there. That's too far away.
That's pretty far.
Fine.
I don't think anyone blames
you. It's nice talking to you, Kim.
Picard does. He's also a
yeah,
racist.
I'm sorry.
I would have made you come, but that's fine.
Huh? Yeah,
nothing.
Would
keep in touch.
I heard
we all love right. you.
All right.
Fuck you
have
later.
Fun.
Mm. Here we go, our first call in.
Wow, we just heard live why none of us ever date anyone or whatever. What happened?
What does that have to do with anything? We're not actually going to fuck her.
Well, no.
And
no,
none of us actually want to date her, so there's nothing for us to lose by saying mean things to her.
No. Yeah, it was okay,
that's
well,
mean,
I don't know.
Playful.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Rude things.
Speak for yourself. I want to date
it was
everybody.
Rude.
Maybe that's what made it sad. It wasn't mean. It's like we're trying not to. Case. Can you just imagine? What is... Just imagine, okay? Say we're all horrible people, right? If we were
imagine.
A little, if we were a little less ridiculous, obviously we could lure Katie Kaboom out here. It wouldn't be that hard. And then five man gangbang, man. Just
all
imagine that world large Hadron Collider.
Yeah,
who needs that?
Yeah, Mike. Imagine a five person gangbang. You'd be in on that.
Well, just if each one of us was 10% differently personality.
Right? Well, for starters,
boom.
It would be a four man. I would film it.
Oh, right.
Oh.
That counts, though. We
yeah, probably more likely be a two-man, because Keith and Mike here would probably bitch out.
All right.
That's fair.
So,
that's
and
fair.
Then Katie Kaboom would
bitch out, too.
Probably. And these two guys would just be making out. Like, all right, what about this gangbang, Craig? Right. Pretty hot, eh? They're, like, kissing, like...
Yeah, you can't call it gang if it's not, like...
To be fair, I would film that as well.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah, I would.
So I guess just me would be banging her, then.
God damn it. Again, Picard with the winning.
Craig and Picard are fucking. That's
what dick
we're
bag.
Talking about.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Dick bag for winning, yes.
Winning.
You should have planned
that.
Yeah,
see, I didn't mean it like that. You said that when you were talking to the crazy man, and I cut it because it was embarrassing.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
You said winning to the fucking crazy man.
Plan better next time.
Because a year from now, nobody's going to know what the
you
fuck
you said
that
winning
is.
To the crazy man?
Apparently, yeah, that's stupid. But yeah.
See, I got your back. I was like, that. No one's going
to
know.
Could you hear me and Craig, like, trying not to laugh so hard?
I forgot about that until at the very end I referenced it. I'm like, yeah, I saw you guys doing that. And Craig's like, yeah, we were trying not to laugh, but also scared, like, for our lives.
Yeah, but, like, he had his eyes locked on me. And
that was
and
terrifying.
You were like,
I was like, I can't. I'm like... It feels so bad to be Joel right now. Is what
he
was
thanked
going
you
through my
for
head.
Being a parent.
Yeah, well, I was trying to say something.
Thank
just
you for putting your
like
penis in a woman and ejaculating.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you for being
a friend.
Stay, let's not talk. Sorry.
Okay.
Down the road and back again.
Are you jealous you didn't get to sing along with us?
No.
The first time?
No.
Because your heart is true.
You're a pal and a confidant.
Listen, if you threw a party... and invited everyone you knew.
What would happen? Well, what, like, say
what
I was going to bring a gift. What, like, how would it be?
Wait, I would imagine that it would be the biggest gift.
What if, who would it be from?
Well, the card would attach would say.
What the hell are they talking about?
Well, what? Probably thank you for being a friend.
Whoa!
Oh,
yeah. I get it. It's like the Golden Girls theme.
I get jokes.
Similar.
They're William Shattering this shit.
Shit.
Yeah.
Weird.
Just in case that show is never recoverable, should we summarize it?
Well, we'll have that like little bit we can tack onto like another episode and just say we lost an episode. So here's a different episode.
Mm.
Fag bags.
Yeah, and I'm perfectly fine.
A
with
whole
you.
Bag of fags, I said.
You're not even listening to him. He's trying to explain to you about the
I don't remember
the
what I was going to say now.
Baggery of faggery. And this guy over here is like, oh, I didn't even
Mark,
hear you.
Would you call it a baguette?
Totally a faguette baguette. It's French. It's all French. Right. You'll understand when you're older.
Yeah, man. If only I could somehow knock this over and we lose the whole thing. It would be all good.
Yeah, that'd be a great plan.
You ever notice Middle Eastern food? They pickle the shit out of shit.
Yeah.
Like, what are these? Are these
radishes of some sort?
Yeah, those are beets.
Radishes.
No, they're beets.
Yeah.
Crazy
no, they're turnips. They're turnips.
Turnips.
See, turnips don't taste good, but they've put so much crazy shit in the
vinegar.
It's delicious.
Well, yeah, it's like fluorescent pink. There's no way that that's what radishes look like.
That's not God's plan.
A radish is pretty small as well.
Or, so I mean, sorry.
That's
turnips.
Different types of radishes.
They had to give it a boner.
You shut up with your radishes.
You've said enough.
I'm telling you guys.
You know, I've known Craig for like 15 plus years, he thinks he's the radish king.
It's true.
He's always radish this and radish that. Oh, he's so radish pretentious. You know? It's in the dictionary. It's a thing. A lot of people get like that about radishes.
He's always like, digging up radishes.
Oh, yeah. And then he always wants to play Mario 2. It's the worst.
I was going
to
say, every time he gets a few of them, a little heart floats up.
Yeah. Man. He's always, oh, did you hear about this genus of radish? It's my favorite genus. And I'm like, how do you even know what genus is? And you're talking about radishes.
I just pictured.
He said geniuses.
Pulling him out of the ground all the Super Mario style.
Yeah, do you have like a rooftop garden you put your radishes on or something? Or
no,
I you
wish.
Just have them in your windowsill.
I wish. No, I don't have any in my windowsill.
He's the king of radishes.
The king of radishes. I don't know how to respond to this.
I'm the king of radishes.
You know how in movies,
I'm not offended. The baddestest.
Oh, he's a lyrical gangster.
Chicken wings.
Yeah.
You know how in movies, like fucking, you know, Inception or shit, where it gets right down to that 1 second, and then a shit ton of stuff happens in that 1 second. I was just laughing so much at Mike's radish stuff while I had a mouthful of food that I was afraid I was going to spit it out. And I had to, like, zoom into that one moment and go through this whole Tron-like adventure to understand what he said and understand that there was nothing funny that he said. And it brought me back to calmness enough to chew and swallow my food. And it was, like, amazing.
Yeah, but he's the king of radishes. Come on.
I seemed so funny for a second. It was insane. I had to fight so hard not to spit food everywhere.
I like how you had to convince yourself that I'm not funny so that you can go on with your life.
I don't think if you had your greatest hits album and you listen back, you're not going to include your king of radishes bit.
Frankly, I disagree.
The most genius.
I know gold when I see it, sir. And you're on to something.
I knew it.
King of radishes.
Man, it was not easy to hold it together, though. Just, like, it's one thing you're, like, trying not to laugh, but, it, you know, if you laugh, a mouthful of food is going to fall over everything. It's not easy, man.
Okay, no super ants raise their hands.
I still feel pretty good.
I don't know, I paid for my chocolate, but there could be AIDS in there. You know, you don't know.
How many more are left? There's at least one more Mars bar.
At least.
That's amazing.
That might be it. You know, no, you got the other one on the floor or something.
That is
fucking... That's not the one that
happened. That's awesome. I love Canada. Oh my god.
There's like a bunch.
Five more.
Man, you guys hit...
We're going to get so much AIDS.
When is Easter? Are we going to be in New York? When's that happen?
April 25th? Okay, yeah, 25th.
Okay, so we're going to be back. Because, yeah, we got to get some after... It's... I saw...
After Easter...
Yeah,
candies.
You know how the Cadbury eggs, yeah. They used to be 80 cents and then 99 cents. They're
probably
up to like
$1.25.
I saw one at $1.39 the other day.
Damn.
Fucking inflation.
But the day after Easter, they're going to be a quarter. So, yeah, we got to buy a bunch of this shit. We got to.
Just mainline Cadbury eggs.
Yeah, maybe some of those peanut butter ones, too.
Mm-hmm. Or the marshmallow ones.
Yeah, well, what was the one we had? The store one?
Oh, just turtles.
Turtles and score that. Those things, I don't know. I like the peanut butter and the original.
Yeah, the original's good.
Yeah. Those are my faves.
I made a giant.
Wow. Now that we got that out of the way.
It always was, it always kind of grossed me out that it looks like an egg inside, right? But it's just like sugar.
Yeah, you're getting a fetus.
I was just thinking how just right there. What cracked me up was just, I don't know, I feel like, I mean, I've known Picard a while, like pretty long time, like 4 years or something. But only like once a year till I moved to Toronto. But it always seems like it's that kind of laugh where it's just him, his total resistance to something. I'm just like, think you can break me? Why don't you suck my cock? Seems to be why I laugh at him most of the time. It's just good. It's like reversal of a joke somehow.
Very good.
Yeah, it's like you send it back. Like, really? You think that's gonna make me laugh? Because it should have, but it didn't. And then it bursts back on me. I have no choice. It makes me laugh.
You really read into his laugh. You got that figured out. You've been thinking about this for a while.
Yeah.
Man, it's weird. I'm going to be meeting all these people.
Oh, the New York people. Yeah.
Don't worry. They're homos.
Is this your first time
is
going to
be there?
Maybe.
Can you
probably
tell Scott
to the April 15th?
Yeah, it's my first time doing any kind of meetup, really.
Yeah, because I've never done one either.
No, don't tell him I hate him. I'll think of something funny, a message.
I've never really known anyone I guess Craig, but I mean, Craig only got into it kind of recently.
I got KTG, I got into that because of you.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, it wasn't, it was like a year ago or two, last year?
Oh, I think it's been about 3 years now. Oh, it was whenever you bought your TV, because we were driving to get your to pick, buy your TV.
That's right, so it was 3 years. So, I don't know.
I don't even remember. Like, I think the first, my first episode was Paris Hilton Must Die, which I know was a really fucking early episode, but Eric from Tip Tap Tip got me into it.
Yeah, mine was
horrible. Expect a horrible time. Everyone's going to make fun of you, and they're probably going to hit you with baseball bats, but... That's only your first couple days.
That's how they get off, though.
Cool. Yeah, it was. I mean, I was thinking, like, you know, it'll all be cool. Don't worry about it. With as far as me and Mike going to New York. But
strawberry cough.
But when I do try to think of it from your perspective, I mean, I do just, in some way or another, know, like, 100 weird, random Keith and the Girl people. You know, like, it's a lot of people that I'm just totally comfortable around. Even though in normal social situations it wouldn't be that comfortable. So yeah, I guess there's an advantage to guys like me and Picard to keep up with all this horse shit.
Yeah.
So, don't worry. We'll get those Canada fucking cowboy hats.
Yeah, start posting on the forums. Routine. You got like 2 weeks to like make a name on the forums. So just start calling people assholes.
Yeah, I'm not.
I've done that. It was a while ago. I laid off.
I don't know. It's like so much. Like I gotta start making fun of people, and
that's pretty easy.
It's easy.
I don't have any motivation to do that. I'm just like, why am I? Gonna
yeah, but
be
you're
an
gonna
asshole?
Meet them, and then you can be like, hey, I'm the guy who called you a douchebag. And then,
yeah, you're from the Vinyl Countdown. Yeah. You can talk shit to retard fucks on.
Like
forum.
I can just be like, hey, I'm friends with McNally. He's famous.
Well, that's not gonna get you any credibility.
No.
Well, no one even likes him anymore.
We're definitely gonna run into it. Like. I'm thinking two or three people that know about Vinyl Countdown. You know, it's got to be something.
No, we're our own thing now. Like, there's no reason to kind of...
Yeah.
Like, you're not just a fan anymore. You're
a separate entity, man. Yeah. You're gracing them with your presence.
Exactly.
That may be... Maybe inflating it a bit, but thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah, like, the first year...
Not many of us.
The first year I went there, like, someone came up to me and said... Oh, you're the person who called me a retard on the forums. And I'm like, nice to meet you. And it was a girl. And then later she, like, tried to pick me up. Like, Spooky was saying I could have banged those chicks.
Do I know these ones? Or
no, they only came the one time.
No,
but
because
like,
Spooky said it. It must have been true.
Listen to
those chicks.
Spooky in the City.
He's fairly... Yeah, me and you were both on, on that together.
Tough. Team Tough Guy.
Good times. Good times.
Was that a KATG episode?
No,
it was Spooky in the City.
Podcast.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it still exists. Like,
it does. I have the file still somewhere.
Yeah, I have the files too.
I also have an unreleased episode.
Ooh.
Yeah, me, Spooky, and she was called Fancy Bitch on Keith and the Girl. I don't know. Just anyway, with the three
chick.
Of us. And and then he never released it, so he sent it to me. So I got it. But I haven't done anything with it yet. But yeah, me and Picard were totally on Spooky in the City.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you guys are internet things.
And I've been on Scott Perez Fox podcast.
How many listeners did Spooky get?
You said about 5,000, I think.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Damn, he's got us beat by a lot. Well, actually, your XO is what? Like 2,000?
About 2, yeah. What if Katie Kaboom came up the stairs right now? Kaboom the fuck out of us.
How could she do such a thing?
Rayanne sent me a Twitter. I think it was about Katie Kaboom today. It was just like, don't worry about it. She's had a boyfriend forever anyway. And I think it's because I must have made an offhand thing about Countdown. I'm just like...
Well, no, you were talking about...
Her hot tits and going to the woods.
Her hot tits, but...
Jungle people.
Unfortunately, like, I know you were using her as an example, but I think...
Right.
I think Rihanna or her, thought it was specifically about her.
Okay, well, that's cool. Yeah. I figured that must be. I can't think of who else I would have been talking about anyway. Like, I know women, please.
Women are the worst.
You know, some of them.
Get rid of them all.
I know some, like, I know some super cool chicks, but it's like...
I doubt it.
No, this guy. I do, but... Again, like, I've known...
Fucking the bar last night.
Oh. Which guy?
The fucking guy.
Oh.
The second craziest man I've met in the last.
The one who invited you back to his place to see the art?
And then you went?
Yeah.
What, are you some sort of homosexual?
I was fucking hammered.
After you wrote us an email.
He was hammered.
About
he was
how he's gay, openly gay towards you. And why do you have a laptop in a bar writing an email at like 11 at night?
Let's do some paper.
At 11 at night.
Well, I stayed at the bar and drank as he kept feeding me drinks. And I had my laptop there, and I was like, I gotta tell fucking somebody about this crazy guy.
And, like, was his stubble, like, tickly on your balls? Or, yeah. Like, how was it? Was it okay? Because you're gay. And it sucked your balls. Are you following?
No. I don't.
Explain. Just take my word for it.
Would you like to go back to my fest to see some art? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, why don't
you
bring
him? But what's funny is when you typed it while you were still there, you said, this guy's a total closet case.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you go back to his place.
Nothing happened.
I know, but he could have roofied you or fucking, I don't know.
That's true, he totally could have.
Or did part of you go back to the place just so you could be like, hey, the Vinyl Countdown guys will love this story if I go back to the place?
And no, get fucked in
mind.
The
I was really drunk.
Yeah, like maybe like 5% of your consciousness was devoted to that.
Maybe, yeah.
Why don't you bring him back to this fine establishment where you have such wonderful art as this, painting you stole from a garage sale, possibly? From, like,
it's beautiful.
90-year-old grandmothers?
Yeah.
Damn right.
Look at that fucking frame. That's, like...
That's not mine, but that's...
That's, like, the Liberace.
I love it.
Frames. It's amazing.
It's, like, a frame that, like, every grandmother has.
It should be a where, candelabra.
Yeah, I guess I don't really know
frame.
Where these came from, but... You know, I didn't think about it until you started mocking it relentlessly.
Relentlessly.
It's gotta be other Keith.
And what's the deal with this poster? Like, who's ever heard of Casablanca?
Frankly, my dear.
Seriously, that frame should be like wearing shoes or something. That frame is fucking fancy. That's my point.
Yeah, that reminds me though. Speaking of stealing back from a garage sale or whatever, this is a story. I'll bring it up
about
now.
About how your life got flipped, turned upside down.
Yeah, exactly. This whole podcast has just been.
I'd like to take a
minute,
just sit right there.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you about how I became a...
Just trying to bel-air the internet. That's all this ever was.
What?
We bel-aired them. That's what just happened. to 4chan, it makes sense. Don't worry.
Well, when they're listening, they will make everyone... We'll get all the emails.
Yeah. This is a story... It's, this is about this guy we know. He just told me the story today. That, Well, he's talking about how back in the day when he was a younger man, there was like a Chapters that opened up, and it was, you know, fucking up all the mom and pop bookstores, and he wanted to get back at it. So he and his friends had this whole routine of just trying to steal as many books as they could from the Chapters. But this was just what cracked me up. One day he said he had like an armload of like really expensive art books, like those $50 ones, just tons of them. Basically just took off the security tags, walked out with them, and felt like maybe... That was a little much. Maybe their eyes were on him a little bit. So he went and stashed them in some bushes, which is what he always did. Went back to the store, that same Chapters, and just went up to the counter and was like, I think I may have lost my keys here earlier. I'm a little concerned. Can I give you my name and my number for this? Just so he would be so trusted, you know? Yeah. And they're like, no, of course. And they're just like, oh, that guy. Whatever we might have thought, it's fine.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
that I think it's the opposite. Like, if you killed someone, just go back to the crime scene, make sure you give everyone your name and number.
Hide in plain sight.
You obviously gave a fake name and number, right?
I don't even know if he did.
No, I think he has to give his real
information. But how would they know?
Effect.
They wouldn't know if it's your real name anyways.
No, because then they'd be like, well, this guy gave all his information. If he was going to steal all these books, why would he then come back
and
tell us all...
But he could still give fake information and it would still sound like he's being...
Yeah.
But then if he gets caught, then that's...
When I was a teenager, we used to steal flats of pop from Safeway, which is just a grocery store. Yeah.
How much is in a flat?
Like 24, I think.
Okay, so that's so crazy.
So how we did it was we would walk to the very end of the line of cashiers, and then kind of loop around them, and then walk out. So you just had to make sure that the one on the end wasn't looking. And then as soon as you got past the one on the end, then the next one thought you came from the last cashier.
Right.
And we did this, like, twice a week, basically. And we were such jackasses. There was, like, this hill to my friend's place. We'd climb up it and then just, like, start whipping pop cans down. Because, like, after a while, it was just like...
But that are full? Woo! Like, they didn't even drink?
Oh, yeah. 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 Yes. We were, like, lobbing grenades. Yeah.
The thing that we used to do... was we sneak in the movie theater all the time. Remember the theater on Harvester?
Yeah.
We had three different ways of doing it. Either we'd stand at the exit door in the parking lot, and then whenever someone would come out, we'd sneak in. Or we'd hide outside the actual theater doors, because there was one that we knew we could pry open. We'd probably open the theater door and then like walk through a theater full of people watching a movie into the lobby and watch a movie from there. That was our thing.
Man, I've never snuck into a movie. Although I snuck
into like 40 movies or something in those couple years.
40?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've probably got 8 or 10. Yeah, not that many, but some, yeah.
Have you guys ever done the... Yeah, that was when I was stupid as a kid, but this I have done in my adult life. Sneaking, like paying for one movie and then sneaking into a couple more after.
Yeah, you're still paying a little in that situation.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you're still stealing, but somehow it seems more adult way of stealing. I don't know.
Have you ever peed in a water, filled like a water gun up with piss, and then shot it at someone?
No.
No, but I know you have.
Yes. That's the story.
Not related to pee by any means, but a relative of mine had a job at a grocery store in a small town in Ontario.
Isn't that a problem?
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, he figured out which aisles had, because they could only afford so many cameras, so I think it was like every second aisle had a camera.
Yeah.
And then the other ones didn't, so he would just, and he was like a nighttime janitor basically, so he would just go with his bag and then fill it full of shit and then throw it out like it was garbage because the camera was at the back too, right? And then he'd go first thing in the morning and then pick up the loot kind of thing.
But if the camera was in the back, then it would see him in the morning, no?
Yeah, but it didn't matter in the morning. For some reason, I don't know, they only turned it on at night because they didn't want people breaking in, but during the day it was off.
Ah, I see.
And because he worked there, he kind of figured out the whole system.
That's not a bad trick.
Yeah.
They had it going on.
Yeah, as long as... But, I mean, it was a small town, so, like, basically, I'm sure everybody was in on it and got a cut somehow, because somebody gave him the camera information, and somebody, you know, like... I think the only people getting screwed was the grocery store.
I seem to recognize your face.
Yeah, that's the one.
Joel telling the stories about... I don't know, I'm sorry.
It's a good story.
I'll hear it later. I'll hear it later. Come on.
It's fun.
I don't need to hear it right now. I'm busy.
I'll summarize it. A small town, and there was a guy who... This is...
Fuck you guys.
He stole items...
.com. My God, it's been too long.
.org.
Never dreamed you'd return. In my head, that all sounded surprisingly coherent. Like
you hated
like
Pearl
more
Jam,
so
Joel.
Than normally. I do hate.
Don't try to be with us on this.
I'm not with you.
I heard you. I heard you and Craig talking at the Rhino last time. Pearl Jam. I never liked Pearl Jam. Little part of me died.
Really?
No, not really, but, I mean, come on. They're fun.
Yeah, isn't that how I react?
I mean, keep in mind, I am
Jeremy's
older. Pearl Jam came out when I was, like, in that grunge scene.
Right.
And they were...
I suppose if you were in a little
Coldplay
early.
They were Coldplay to Britpop. You know what I mean? Like, they're okay, but they're not.
And Joel's an older man than the rest of us.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking
he's Pearl Jam in a different light.
Well, that's like for us if you go ahead to like Blink-182, and that's
I can't even talk
like,
about.
Yeah, whatever.
Shit.
Fuck that shit. Yeah, exactly. Because it's 4 years from us, so we're like whatever. And it's 8 years from you, so forget it. But you were that same four from us.
Exactly.
Pearl Jam.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, then tell us your thoughts on Nirvana.
I love Nirvana, but
right.
When Cobain killed himself, I'm
today.
Down. Thanks.
Today, 17th anniversary.
I was so mad about it on Twitter. I'm just like, fuck this. Like, seriously.
I believe you stood up for Jesus for the first time.
You're on Twitter, but you're an anti-Twitter guy, Joel.
You think?
So these things happen on Twitter, which you have to expect are going to happen on Twitter.
And I didn't
hate
see
all
one
of
tweet
them.
About it all day.
Thank God. Yeah, you hate tweet about trends, I think.
So you think I'm like a crusty old man?
Yeah,
I think
on
you're
Twitter.
Like a,
well, apparently
yeah,
Picard follows
yeah, okay.
all the old fogies that
I
don't
mean,
know
you're
about
awesome at Twitter too. I love like everything you post. Like,
I'm totally not taking this personally. I mean, I'm okay with my persona. Oh, that's cool.
What my point was. What were we saying?
Oh, you said about Kobe.
Oh, Kobe. Oh yeah, it was just
hearts and thoughts are
free. The tweets.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Oh, I am.
Do we have letters?
40 minutes ago, we talked about notes.
Letters? Oh shit, we have one letter. I don't know if it's worth reading. We didn't discuss it ever.
No, I don't think it is.
I got a letter for you.
I replied to him, and
was it about Zach Attack?
Yeah.
Was it about how we should be dead or something?
No.
Okay, you ready? I got a letter.
Get.
Fuck, guys. I'm drunk at the bar, have my laptop with me. I had to finish up some work. This dude here, holy balls. He's not like our vigilante friend from the 10th dimension, but he is drunk and loves to talk. I wish I had a recording device. I'm sure there's a gem or two in there. But it's too drawn out. The guy talked to me about Dairy Queen's peanut butter parfait for half an hour. Now he's been switching back and forth between asking me about internet dating and trying to set me up with his girlfriend's four hot sisters. I'm only typing this while he's in the bathroom. I feel like fucking Anne Frank, writing in the Vinyl Countdown diary, trying to be undetected. He keeps bringing up his girlfriend, but I think he might be gay. You know those people who are gay, but don't know it? Yeah, that's him. He keeps grabbing my arm and chest and shit. He's back, gotta go. And then a little later, he convinced me to go back to his place to look at his art. To my disappointment, no anal rape happened. We actually looked at some of his art. It was pretty cool. Signed, RoboCop Craig.
Ooh, it's Lanto's time to party.
I have no defense.
A little late on that.
Except that I was very drunk.
I guess you guys already kind of talked about this, though, right?
Yeah, but the shame that brings upon me. So you were in the right.
Would you edit this? You might have to put like things in sequence because right. Like. We talked about that before we read the letter.
It's funny, though. This is my opportunity because last time this was my thought, but I didn't bring it up. But now it's like time has given me a second chance, much like Back to the Future or some such thing.
We've got to go back.
To add my anecdotal note to old guys who invite you for their art. The only kind of, before Scarborough Dude, the only old guy I hung out with was Chai Pig from SNFU, the famous Alberta band that moved to BC, where
society is no fucking use. That's what that stands for.
And Chai Pig, their singer, came into the coffee shop that I worked at, and I'd seen them a couple times, so I was like, oh, you're that guy. And he started coming in because I'd give him free shit, and he's just downtown anyway, so I'd give him like the fucking fancy cookies that are $2 and all this shit. And I got to the point where I'd take him to buy him sushi. He was a total bum. He was like me when I'm older. It was
right.
But I'd heard through the grapevine somewhere, and I thought maybe I'd heard he was gay. But I wasn't totally sure. But whether he was or not, at one point he hit me with the like this. In this, at this point, it was a documentary about art appreciation. But that's close enough to show me your art. He's like, I got it at my place. Want to go check it out? But deep down, I was like, I think someone said something, and like that's a weird thing to do. So I was like, no. I mean, hey, let's just get some sushi. And we're good. And I don't want to over amplify this. I hung out with him like six times ever in my life. But,
you and Chai Pig, just best friends all the time. That's all we hear.
Right. But the moral of the story is, and later, I looked him up on Wikipedia, and he's super open about being gay. He's totally gay. I would have been totally banged in the butt. And Craig wasn't either, so good. And that's the moral of the story.
The moral of the story is, don't go see dude's art.
Man, you should write a children's book.
It's fine.
What a very special episode of Degrassi.
I was. I'm sure. Sorry, Keith. I must have mentioned, right?
No, that's
what I was gonna write.
Oh, the farting dog or something.
Yeah, no, the farting dog has already been done.
The farting cat.
I hate the farting dog.
Or the girl whose cat died and then she farted out of her vagina or something. She talks with her vagina through methane emissions. Was that it?
This idea is too awesome. I gotta wait for Joel to come back so I can tell him.
Okay. Oh, well, we have another letter.
Okay.
Was that close?
Joel's gonna miss out on this. Maybe if I talk loud enough.
I get a P2, but I guess I gotta wait for him.
I guess you could.
From Alex Lee. Listen to the show. Unfortunately, I will not be killing my sister anytime soon.
Oh yeah.
Like you guys said, the show is about jokes, and I know that, and that's the way I see it.
You know, I would think after 54 episodes, you'd be like, oh, these guys are about. They don't mean all these things. All these horrible, horrifying things they're saying constantly. Anyway, sorry. Go on.
Okay,
I'm an asshole.
She's here. Yeah, you totally interrupted him mid-sentence. You didn't interrupt me. You interrupted
us. Oh, well, fuck that guy. I was sad about you.
Oh,
you're here.
Here. It's not my sentence you interrupted.
It's time to party.
It's time to party.
That's the way I see it. I don't take shit too seriously. This is, this is Alex, who Mike told he should kill his sister.
Blah, blah, blah. You didn't kill his sister. What a douche.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know how to spell.
The only thing is that for the longest time, I treated all women with respect, and that didn't turn out swimmingly.
Oh, yeah, this is funny.
So now, turns out, why am I reading this?
It was funny, part where he respects women, and that gets nowhere.
Keep reading.
Keith tweeted it, so it's funny.
I tweeted it.
Oh, someone tweeted it. I don't know. Fuck.
Am I the Twitter master?
The keeper of the Twitter key?
Jesus.
I'm the key. I'm the key master.
Key holder.
I'm the gatekeeper. Yeah. And the fucking dogs were like breaking out of the stone, and they were jumping all over the place. And then Rick Moranis is all, I'm a dog too. And fucking Zool and all that shit, man. That was a good movie.
What was that movie called?
Ghostbusters.
You hear that they want to do another one, a third one. But the only reason they won't do this is because Bill Murray wants to die in it, and he wants to be in the movie as a ghost.
That's pretty good.
That's awful. That's a stupid idea. Bill Murray walking around as a ghost? He's not funny as it is.
Well, wouldn't it be worse if he's just his same Peter Venkman, but he's just an old man? Who needs that?
Yeah. What could they possibly do?
But I guess the other
ghost bus.
They could have him retired.
Yeah, just a thought. I don't know. Let me just pitch this idea. They could bust ghosts.
That doesn't even seem like it's so crazy. I could picture him being dead and like... somehow he's hanging out with them, but he's a ghost now.
Yeah, like he's not going to be a Ghostbuster. The dude's like fucking 75 years old.
And was the Ghostbuster who played Dan Aykroyd in the cartoon? You know what I mean? Was he fat
in the cartoon? Yeah,
in the cartoon he was. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so I think people would readily accept a fat. What was his name? Ray.
Yeah. Ray Stans.
Yeah.
Yeah, people would accept. Why is he? Is Dan Aykroyd fat now?
So fat.
Murray's always he always gave off that sort of fat impression, even if he wasn't fat.
Yeah.
So.
He's
like Joel.
Yeah.
It's just, you'll never lose it.
We call it fat vibes.
It's like fucking Alfred Hitchcock's walking across the Balkan town every time.
None of us is going to get that reference.
Fuck off.
All the children.
Fuck off.
All the children, the 13-year-olds that listen to this show.
Fuck you, 13-year-olds. You can't even drink. How am I supposed to respect you?
You're not allowed
to drink.
He has that silhouette.
Yeah, but they're not going to have that.
Yeah, but honestly,
they're fags. Look it up on Wikipedia.
Everything in this world now is on tap. If you want to Google Alfred Hitchcock, you'll get that opener. So
I haven't watched them all, but I found a torrent that was like all of Hitchcock's movies.
That sounds awful.
It sounds like a lot of movies. I think he made like
Hitchcock
40
movies.
Or something.
Yeah, I think it might have even been in the 50s, if I remember. Well, I'm not going to watch them all, but...
Yeah, but you have all of them.
You probably shouldn't watch any of them.
Really? You don't like his...
They're in black and white. Why would you even watch
that? All of them, and still, who cares?
Not all of them.
I was reading how Alfred Hitchcock...
The birds. Oh, the birds are getting us.
The birds are...
Oh, no, not the birds.
Right.
We can't just
still watch them now. Who do I... I don't care. I don't care whether or not you watch them.
Fucking Rear Window is my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
It's so good, and then it's like...
Oh, God, someone's in the rear window. Oh, no.
It's not how it is at all.
Oh, I look back and there's someone there. No!
It's about...
That's how the fucking thing works. Someone's gonna be there.
Think about it. Rear window?
Like anal sex? Is that what you're talking about now?
You got it. It's an allegory, my friend.
Why do you think Hitchcock is so big? Pioneered that shit.
Hitchcock is so big.
His name is Hitchcock. Think about it. Look it up.
No.
He was the original porn director.
Well, good for you guys. I'm glad you guys came up with that.
He was very scientific in nature.
Maybe not an execution.
I forgot what we were talking about.
You say that like we were talking about something.
I feel like you've been eating for
There's a letter, but there was something else you wanted to say before Joel went to the bathroom.
Yeah, I can't remember any
that,
of them.
We don't need to read that letter, I don't think.
I remember.
The best part's on Twitter.
There was something
we'll
about
see it. Or is that other Jahar one of my spy?
A story that you wanted to tell.
Oh, yeah. I was going to tell you my idea for a kid's book, right?
Yeah, that's,
yeah.
You ready for this shit?
Yeah.
It's about a girl who laughs out of her butt.
Oh, okay. That's what it was.
And she can't figure out why she's laughing out of her butt, and it's getting harder and harder to control. And it happens in embarrassing circumstances. And she basically learns from some other kid that it's because her dog died, and she was holding in her grief so much that her laughs had to get out somehow, so they got out of her butt. And so you learn how to not repress emotions, and it's just funny because she's laughing
and
out of her
makes
ass.
Makes farting okay. Yeah,
yeah, it's a triforce. Yeah. Of great ideas.
That's
not a positive.
The unfortunate side effect is that she farts out of her mouth.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's not pleasant for anyone. But only when she's happy.
Yeah.
She's watching the most hilarious movie and just farts by out of her face.
Wasn't that part of McNally and Picard's second episode?
Was it? Do we talk about this already?
I've heard it elsewhere.
And then I said there should be a children's book about a penis that does.
That's right,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, luckily no one ever listened to
was
this.
Was it a vomiting penis?
No, I think it was just a fart. Because
that would be weird.
It was a fart or something. You don't understand my art. I just started to think you don't respect
my art. It's too highbrow for you people.
You know, a farting penis sounds bad, but we already have a pissing penis. Like, it's the same thing to piss into fuck. What's up with that?
It's not the same at all.
Oh, you do everything. Or doesn't it read for us and breathe?
I'm in love with that painting. I really am. The more I stare at it, the more I like it. Yep, high indeed.
I don't think it's good. I can't really tell. But I'm pretty sure it's bad.
I think it's
okay.
Well, I mean, it's nicely done, but it's like, yeah, totally grandma painting that.
I'm reading the shawarma plate.
There's a Mars.
So, before Craig getting super
AIDS. Craig's eating them.
You ate one, right? Or no?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We both have super AIDS now.
That's gonna be good.
It's kinda hard to eat when you're high, because you just keep laughing.
Mike, I need some thoughts here.
What are you doing on your phone?
I'm
are you playing Bejeweled?
Oh, yeah, total jewels. I have so many jewels. You can't even begin to comprehend the level of jewelosity in my heart.
Jewosity?
Oh, it's not.
Whoa. This just got racial.
Did we have some more letter, or is that
No, that's it.
That's oh, we did. We had
the best
we had,
part of the letter was on Twitter.
We had one from Brian Ward.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
I want to know what the response to Zach Attack was.
Oh, we didn't. I don't know. The response was that he's a good guy. He doesn't want to murder anyone.
No, he's a cool guy.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to do any of that. He just likes to learn about how
to. Likes to think about it
and tell the internet how to do it.
So, if you were going to have people on a. Say you were at war in the Pacific and you had a platoon, who would you want on your platoon?
Vital Countdown.
Because in the past few shows I've been talking about the kind of friends I like just to insult, you know, and bounce things off, and then I sort of retracted saying you don't want to do that with every friend. There's other people you admire. And I've said this once before, long ago, that if I was ever in, I'm thinking back to World War II, you know, being trapped maybe in the Pacific War off on an island somewhere, and you're with your small, what is it, a smaller group of your troop, I don't know, your contingent of people. You're down to the last few guys who you'd want to be with. First thought was, as far as Vinyl Countdown, that team goes, you're hoping they're on another island quite far from where you are because they're just going to get into all kinds of shit. And you don't particularly, you know, no, guys, go. Okay, over there. You're going to sacrifice a team player you might want, that other guy, Joel of the Squid Pod, and you're sort of saying, no, 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 sorry, Joel, you're sticking with those guys because they need your help. So there, no offense, hey, don't take it personally. You guys are a bit younger, you know, hey, take your lumps, come on. I take enough of mine.
So if you were going to have people on a, say you were at war in the Pacific and you had a platoon, who would you want on your platoon?
The vinyl countdown.
Yeah.
But maybe we should have, like, someone who's experienced in plumbing, perhaps, you know, that has some plumbing skills in case we come across, like, the Koopa Troopers or something.
And okay. Some Mario. Well,
yeah.
Mario.
Yeah.
Vincent.
Yeah, Vincent.
Yeah. But maybe you think we could have a use for, like, an old hippie stoner who wants to put acid in everyone's water? Maybe that would... Maybe he'd be useful in war?
I just see... It just,
a war scenario?
I would just... Maybe not, like... I mean, I'm sure he's nice, this guy, is this fictional character you're describing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, can you... You want him to take... Do you want him to... Will he save you, you know?
Yeah, like... Yeah, I don't know. Like, he seems like he'd be good to have around, you know? For... Yeah. I don't know what reason why, but...
I think if we had a phone line over to that island, we could request things, you know? Just, like, ship us more weed or something. I mean, that would be okay.
Fuck, we got our own island, we'll grow it.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of time to grow weed when we're fighting the Nips.
That is a point.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute. Why are we on an island to fight the Japanese? I'm missing.
It's the Pacific War.
Which island do we get? Why don't we just hang out on the island? Why do we have to fight?
I don't know.
I thought we were...
Juno, we're at Juno.
Wait. Wasn't the other analogy Gilligan's Island?
Gilligan's Island was later on Twitter, but I don't know how that makes any more sense. We'd be better for Gilligan's Island because we'd be hilarious.
Gilligan's Island was pretty funny.
Yeah, but who's...
Yeah, the fat guy's always hitting the skinny guy.
Am I the skipper? No, Keith's the skipper. I'm more of a professor.
Yeah.
Jeez. It's funny how people see themselves, right?
I guess Joel would be the professor.
Yeah, and why is Joel the only one he wants on his army? Like, that's crazy.
Joel is the smartest of us.
No, I'm not the smartest.
I didn't listen to this one. What did he say about me?
He says he wouldn't want us in his foxhole, basically, because we would fuck up.
That's okay, man. Fair enough. Cheers, sir.
I was gonna jump on a grenade for you, Scarborough dude.
And then what happened?
Too late now.
Now I'm not.
Yeah, fuck. No.
Because you disrespected me, son.
You take that the plumbing guy you have on your squad, and he can jump on the grenade. Maybe you can fashion some pipes around it or something.
That's right, dog. Sorry, I'm trying something new. I was trying to be urbanic.
Urbanic?
Yeah, it was not. I don't think it's working. I don't think I can go through with it.
You know what the problem was? You didn't go herbtronic.
Oh, so is that like, what's that?
It's like 2.0.
It's a little bit of this. It's just a little bit more, b-boy and less, whatever it is you were doing.
Homo
bonic.
That's the one.
I'm good at that one. In a non-gay way.
How long has this episode been?
Wait, what do you think? Long enough.
We should call this one Keith Eats.
99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Wow, that's not true.
Fixed his lady situation.
But he still has 99 other problems to deal with, hence the song.
That's crazy. So are you saying... Because my interpretation of the song was totally different.
Then he's just a straight up bachelor. He's like,
no.
Was it about women and problems?
Okay. You're saying that his original number of problems was 100.
Yeah.
And then he got rid of one of them, and now he's got 99 problems.
Yeah. See, I didn't take it that way.
No, that's not me either. I just took it that he has 99 problems, and none of them are bitches. I didn't. You added this extra level, and
see,
I like it.
See, I took it like his problems are bigger than bitches. Which is, if you're having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. Because he's got bigger issues than you, but shit.
So, in fact, you could be the bitch. And exactly. I have problems in a bitch like you ain't one either, girlfriend.
Also true.
Wow, I didn't even think of it like that either. That's so many different levels.
So...
Like, he's saying, like, oh, I got problems. Like, I've got all these problems, you know? 99. And, like, it's... And
bigger than your fucking bitch problems, but I still feel bad for you because I got my girl shit sorted.
Yeah, so he's like, oh, well,
He's polite.
My problem is that, like, I don't know which Porsche to park in the garage today.
Exactly.
Right, and you're dealing with your little bitches.
And that sucks because my lady is fine.
You're the one here with the bitch. I guess so.
Yeah, so I just want to make sure everyone knows they got to bring their A game. Because my battery low icon started flashing. So this could stop anytime.
I don't know. That Jay-Z shit was
bitch
like
sign grab
up.
A slice.
Yeah, so just make sure everything you say from now on is the best thing ever.
Oh, fuck.
On that note,
it's pressure.
My favorite of this week's notes. Craig bought himself some Buckley's mixture the other day.
Oh, it just turned off.
No, I can't hear it. He bought himself some Buckley's mixture the other day, which, side note, the U.S. doesn't have Buckley's mixture or Fisherman's Friend.
They do, because Wired did a thing on Buckley's.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
In New York, I couldn't find any. No one knew what it was.
Because they don't want to make a mess.
Yeah, maybe it's just New York, because right. San Francisco has it for sure, because Wired did a whole What's Inside.
Worried me about that. Yeah, so... anyway, and I love that shit, so it sucked not having it. But Greg was reading the package, and he's like, okay, three teaspoons. How much is a teaspoon? How much is a single load of jizz? He was going to figure out how much Buckley's to drink based on how many jizz loads it would equate to.
Three teaspoons.
That's what he's thinking, like about one, right?
The average is a tablespoon.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Tablespoon is the big spoon, teaspoon is the little spoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was teaspoon, right? So maybe you would have overdosed yourself with like your expectations maybe for jizz loads. But wouldn't that be great in our post-literate future? That's why that's my favorite thing. Since they're like, how do we explain with no possibility of someone misunderstanding how much Buckley's to take? And it's just three jizz loads.
They didn't give me
because it's three jizz loads. And everyone knows what that means.
It's just like this icon they put on all the packaging.
Yeah, it's just like three dicks.
All spreading yeah. Into a little kid's mouth.
Too far.
Took
too far.
To a wonderful, wonderful place.
You never cross the line.
So, how many whale dicks is that?
How many what?
How many whale dicks is that?
Whale dicks.
157th, okay. A whale dick?
Yeah.
This one? Right. This is, no, it's empty. What do you want?
Is the color inside the Mars bar looks funny, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's poison color. It's fine.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's just the light. Yeah, it looked like bright orange.
All right. I'm just eating some kind of toxic Avenger ooze.
Yeah, I'm just trying to warn you. It did look
good. Oh, I appreciate it.
You're That's a good guy, Michael.
No, sorry, but there was more to that note?
No, not really. I don't know about that.
What was the note?
I don't even remember.
I forgot, too.
Oh, yeah, 99 Bronze, but a bit shit. I'm still on Jay-Z. I'm sorry.
Mm.
What was the note?
Dicks.
Huh?
Will dicks.
No.
Oh, Buckley's? That was it?
That was it.
Oh, okay.
Did I finish that story? What was the story?
You know, I think we solved it.
Yeah.
You couldn't find it in New York. That was the end of it?
Oh, no. It was Craig measuring by jizz.
Oh, yeah. That's right. It probably would have been easier for him to just go to the kitchen and find the teaspoon.
Yeah.
But
did he like jerk off right in front of him and be like, okay, so that's one.
Yeah, we don't have a female roommate now. It's all good.
Yeah. I mean, as long as your puddles don't mix. You got Keith's jizz puddle and Craig's jizz puddle.
Yeah, otherwise you get like some sort of mutant baby coming out of there, right?
Yeah, this might be fascinating in a year from now.
Sorry.
To see like this fucking jizz stalactites coming out of them.
Like some kind of jizz monster like in Dogma.
Yeah, there's a comic strip by Oglaf, OGLAF.com. But it's like this weird medieval comic, but it's really dirty too. And there's this apprentice guy, and every time he jerks off, his cum turns into a little dude with legs and runs to tell the queen that he jerked off.
Wow.
So he has to start trapping it in jars. So he's got these jars all on his wall, so just these little angry jizz monsters. It's funny. If I made a new heavy metal, I would suggest it as a segment, which they should do, because that'd be awesome.
Did anybody see Heavy Metal 2000?
Yeah, that one sucked.
I heard it sucked. I was watching.
It blew. It could have been an okay piece if it was a 20-minute piece like what they did before, but yeah, it couldn't hold the whole movie.
Hmm.
And the animation was all shitty, not like the old one. I just saw the other day, Brad showed me this. You ever heard of this guy? Fleischman? Someone Fleischman, who did Superman cartoons in the 40s. And they look like Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah. Those and... Yeah, my friend Mustache Mike, he's got the DVD set of the Superman.
They're amazing because, like, in the middle we had the fucking Mary Marvel Marching Society, and we had no idea that animation started good and became horrifying.
Yeah, because it just got cheaper and cheaper.
All right, and I realized kids don't care. So
Yeah, the Superman ones were so good.
It was amazing. They looked so great. It was the 40s, man.
Yeah.
40s. Then you watch 80s cartoons and you want to kill yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I guess cartoons and comics are different, I think, right?
Yeah.
Like, cartoons is a lot more work, so, like...
Well, because they move, right?
You can do less.
I mean, all the frames, right? You have to animate.
You're familiar with moving pictures.
But you're comparing comics to cartoons, all I'm saying.
Did I? Maybe I did.
No, maybe I wasn't listening. Sorry. We meant the Superman cartoon. Like, the early Superman cartoon is like, it's Fancy Town. It's really good.
It was a cartoon from the 40s. I was like, oh, sorry, I thought you said comic. That was close.
Yeah, well, he didn't.
I'm not sure how we got there either, to be honest.
It was rotoscoped.
Rotoscoped, that's right.
A lot. Yeah, Roger Rabbit, too. Like, they'll never make something that cool again. 3D is kind of fuck shit up, animation.
Wasn't that and not having any new ideas.
Yeah, no.
What was the other one that was similar to Roger Rabbit, but people could turn into cartoons if they...
Cool World?
Is that it?
Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah, that's Brad Pitt. Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah, Brad Pitt's first movie.
Was it?
Yeah.
I think. Thelma and Louise was his first movie.
It was one of his first movies. That's a fact I know.
Yep.
Well, how am I going to eat these granola bars once the delicious Mars bars are gone?
I don't know.
One at a time?
We'll have to,
You'll have to.
You don't have to eat them all tonight, you know.
Just put them back on the curb.
Well, assuming they're poisoned and I'm dead in the morning, I do need to eat them all tonight. It's my last chance.
I suppose, once you start... Oh, God. What's in my body right now?
You're fine.
I think it was good, but I really shouldn't eat another one.
No.
Probably not. You sure? Probably get sick.
This looks pretty good, though. Okay, I'll eat a granola bar.
Okay, I'll have more beer.
Oh,
more beer?
A little bit, sure. Thank you.
Are you going home?
These are old, too. Yeah, all this shit is definitely old, but oh well.
Let's stay in here.
You didn't drive, did you?
No way. We're fucked.
Wow, how
much time is it? Yes, I'm fine.
It's like midnight. But we'd have... There's no... Even if we left right now, there's no way we'd get to the subway in time.
Uh-oh. SpaghettiOs.
And then
you
have to go...
What if you have to the subway?
We're gonna make it.
Is this still recording? Because somebody should say, bitch, can't grab a slice.
I already did earlier.
Yeah,
okay. Bitch, can't grab a slice. Whatever.
Bitch cake, grab a slice in case Picard didn't say it.
Bitch cake, grab a slice. Yeah, I'll just take a taxi home.
Yeah, so we discovered the hidden mystery.
12:04, we have like an hour,
old.
I guess.
Yeah.
They're all old.
Yeah, you'd want to walk up to college.
Yeah, chocolate bars are old.
Or those things are old. At least.
Maybe they were, I think, the Y2K shelter.
Maybe.
Finally realize that they're never going to use it.
What about 2012?
I don't get what the point of that would be. If the world is supposed to end in 2012, how does being in a little cement box underground for 6 months help you?
Yeah,
when you get out, the world will still be destroyed.
Yeah.
Everything will be gone. You'll probably have a tree on top of the door. You won't be able to get out. You'll just die in there.
Fallout 3. End of the world shit is just... It's such a waste of time. Because it's just...
Well,
like,
it'll happen eventually.
Yeah, if it ends. Enjoy.
The sun will go nova and then we'll all be dead.
Yeah. Actually, in 2012, there is a legitimate warning, which is basically if solar... flare hits us just right, it'll
a
knock
solar
out
flare?
A solar flare.
Sorry.
It'll knock out all our electronics.
Well, I'll make sure to turn my computer off that day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, basically, I forget what it does. It's fries transformers.
Yeah,
and stuff,
it's an EM field thing.
Yeah.
Do you think that?
And whatever.
And all the planets align in 2012 as well.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So it's a cool year, but whatever.
Man, we'll all be dead.
It's just going to be another year. But do you think that,
yes,
there's going to be a lot of people in 2012 like that go underground? And
probably. There wasn't Y2K, and that wasn't even the end of the world. It was just a computer fuck-up.
But I also think, just idiots are more exposed by the media. Like, that's the actual demographic that matters.
There was a movie about it.
But realistically, no one cared. Not enough to matter. We can just broadcast easily every weirdo.
Yeah, It's just, it's so stupid to like, what are you going to do? Like, what are you going to do? If the world ends, what the fuck are you going to do? Nothing.
You have a lot of canned peaches and preserves.
Yeah. And you're alive for what reason?
Peaches and preserves. Okay, I just said it, Joel.
I'm sorry.
God.
I take it back.
Set up a roadside stand and hope only every 9 out of 10 raiders rapes you instead of
exactly. I don't know. I'm looking forward to the Mad Max days.
I am this close to raping you.
The trick to not getting raped is just to
give in willingly.
Yeah, if you just say I accept your penis,
then it's consensual sex.
Please enter me. It's consensual. Right?
No.
So you're not getting raped.
Wow,
that's definition, yes.
See, though, that was different. That wasn't Mike's super sincere face. That was his I'm the worst shyster lawyer in the world. Like, he knows what he said. He knows it's wrong.
I feel weird, like he's always watching me, waiting for me to fuck up and telling me about what my different faces are. I've been so like on edge.
This is what they used to do in the old days before they invented mirrors. They'd have someone just tell you about your face. Seems pretty good today.
That was my hilarious face. Something hilarious just happened. I'm like picturing this skit where it's like someone's like shaving and then the person in the mirror is like telling him what to do.
Yeah, that would be so stupid. Yeah, I would even do that.
I kind of spaced out during that.
It's like
Keith's idea that before they had mirrors, they just had a guy sitting there telling you what your face looks like.
But then if you're shaving, there's another guy standing opposite you,
right, just
to no effect except to tell you what to do.
I think they probably had barbers who shaved you.
Oh, I guess.
I would
probably shave yourself.
I'm also going to argue that the mirror actually predated the razor.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah. Because nobody knew that they looked like Monkey Man until they saw
the
mirror.
Yeah, so your science is wrong.
You think the mirror predated the razor? I'm going to take the other way on that. Because
Depends on what you call a razor. You need
glass, right?
Okay, no, but you need glass and metal, like silver,
yeah,
and then like some other coating. But early ones were like polished bronze and stuff like that.
Okay,
but you know, and you had like obviously you had like pools and stuff where you could see your reflection forever.
That's true.
So. I still think the mirror
forever.
No, maybe the mirror didn't predate the razor.
I would think it did, though.
Because the razor is just like a piece of metal that's sharpened. It seems like less technology there. I don't know.
Yeah, but really I also sharp. Think that vanity probably didn't exist. Yeah.
Why not? They're everywhere.
Dinosaur with a Brazilian wax somewhere?
Razor sharp asshole, why not? You can't prove that they didn't have razor sharp assholes.
I can prove that they didn't exist at the same time as humans, though.
Yeah, anyone can.
Anyone can prove anything.
Yeah, I'll prove that my balls predate my other balls.
How many balls do I have?
All of them. I have all of them. Picard knows. He's just acting like he doesn't get it, but he knows.
Do you think if you had like 18 balls and a girl, even a hot girl, a very gentle girl, was stroking and sort of doing this to all your balls?
That'd be amazing.
Well, which one would add up more? The pleasure or the overall sense of nausea that something weird is happening to your ball set?
I'm going with nausea, actually.
Like, at a point, they just gotta be working against each other.
Can you really put yourself in the shoes of someone with 18 balls, though?
Well, I'd like to think I tried. I didn't want to die thinking I never thought about the plight of the 18 ball man. He's a person too, you know?
I am not an animal! Right?
Fuck, I'm just thinking, like, okay, like, riding my bike, like, sometimes my balls get, like, they're rubbing against me. I'm just imagining an 18 ball man.
Oh,
what could he do?
It'd be like, you know, the thing that people have on their desk with the balls, and they go boom, 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 boom.
That's all he could do.
That's what his balls are doing all the whole time he's riding his bike.
Isn't it weird that we don't sit on our balls more? And they're rarely in the way. It seems like they should always be every day.
It's called evolution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they moved that way.
But wouldn't it be awesome, like that one episode of South Park where everyone had the big balls and they had this like awesome beanbag chair they could always sit in?
That's true.
It's like a hoppy hop.
Yeah. So it'd be kind of awesome to have giant balls, but like then you'd have to drag them. Like maybe if you had like a skateboard, you could just rest them on and you could walk them around.
That's pretty hot. So how's this episode been? I missed a lot of this.
It's really good.
I think good, yeah.
It's best ever.
Good.
It'll be our best 420 episode ever.
Right.
Better than New Year's.
I think at least the past little bit has been really fun.
I think too, that's our escape where we're like, New Year's show, like, not sure, and the Weed Wise Man and Stiff Drink Shrink, like, I don't know. But if we just make it that every 2 months we do a real long, incomprehensible, slow-ass, fucked-up show, then people are just like, hey, that's what they do.
But truthfully, my favorite is honestly, like, Mike getting high and recording on his own, and then, like, you guys doing commentary that
yeah.
I love that.
That's a lot of work, though. I don't think we're going to do that for this one.
No.
It's way too long.
Yes. What are we talking about?
Is, you're going to ask?
Weed Wisdom?
I can try to read your mind. Weed Wisdom 4? I still got the files for it. That's what I was thinking. But I put it at the end of the queue. I got to edit everything else, then I'll do that.
No, this wasn't that. I was going to ask Joel something about...
Oh.
You like Weed Wisdom?
I love it, yeah.
I don't know, I forget what I was going to say. Anyway. It's gone.
Well then.
Lost it.
Gone forever.
It'll come
back. Great job, Fegbag.
A bag of fags.
Wow.
That's like full circle.
I've got a question. So did you know that Mars Bars...
No.
...in the Americas is called something else? Milky Way, is it?
Yeah,
it's a different bar altogether.
It's the same
thing. Milky Way is like a Three Musketeers, isn't it?
No, it's like a Mars Bar.
Ah.
So what's a Mars Bar then?
A Mars Bar.
Look at this.
Quarter
maybe
pounder.
You ate one.
Or Royale.
So maybe America does have Mars Bars? Am I getting mixed up?
I don't think they do.
What's a payday?
It's like a lot of peanuts.
Yeah, it's peanuts.
And nougat.
Mm.
And chocolate.
Yeah, I only ever had one. They're hard to find.
You've only ever had one payday? That's not hard to imagine.
I see what he did there.
Because you're unemployed.
I see. Boom. Clearly
perpetually.
Now.
You got served, son.
You have the combat.
Please cut that.
No, that's staying.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I can't tell how I'll be feeling that day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about feelings.
Something about chocolate bars.
Mars bars.
Coffee crisp. Do Americans know what coffee crisp is?
I don't think so.
I don't remember.
They don't have them in the UK.
Those bags don't have them.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit they don't have, but I don't know if I can't remember which ones. But man, Magneto could rip your cock off.
No, we just like the piercing.
Yeah, Terry ripping.
He's
gross
Magneto.
Hole
don't doubt Magneto's power.
I'm not. I'm saying you can rip the metal off.
Why would I do that? It's crazy.
I'm getting really annoyed with how you're always doubting Magneto's ability.
Have you seen the trailer for the new movie? Oh, we already talked about this.
If he did it really slow, he could lift you off the ground.
Yeah.
No, it would tear.
By the cock. Oh, yeah, that'd be horrible.
Yeah, gravity is a motherfucker.
No, he'd use the iron in your blood to just lift your whole body.
That's not how it works.
That's how I work, baby.
Good to know.
The iron in your blood is not ferromagnetic.
Neither are you.
No.
Neither is your face.
Yeah, it is. Try and prove it's not. You can't.
You just blew him up. I can't. How can I prove it?
I don't know.
There's no way.
There's no magnets that can do that.
Wait, what were you talking about?
Magnetism and iron in blood.
Were we seriously talking about how magnets work?
Yeah,
I guess.
Pretty much.
That
wow.
Finally, I guess for
wow.
5 episodes, it was bound
Shit.
To happen.
We did it. High five.
High five. I guess we can retire now.
Wow. That's it. We figured it out. Magnets work like that.
Wow, we lost that whole episode. We're gonna be gone forever.
Oh,
you'll be an old man. You'll be sad about it. But I can't believe it, man.
I don't think I doesn't really bother me.
No, he's gonna remember.
The only
the
thing
chits.
That bothers me is that I didn't get laid tonight. That's the only thing I care about. That's my priority.
I like my Puma joke. I'm sad that that's gone.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's your one funny thing you ever said.
No.
It's gone now.
Unless it was after the thing fell over. In which case, we do have it. It's completely out of context, but we might. Don't lose hope.
Yeah.
Like, look at this guy. Holy God.
Hey.
Hopeless show.
Yeah, don't turn it to him. That's the road you do not want to go down. Just
no hope for a braver tomorrow. No hope for a whiter future.
It's just all minorities around this guy.
Wow.
His people. Right? Race war!
the Manascar.
Yeah, yeah, what was that? Yeah, fucking
NASCAR. NASCAR. Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, so Joel, I agree with your idea from Squid Pod that Canada should just take over Detroit, possibly all of Michigan. Fuck it, we got our shit together. We can run it. They obviously can't.
They don't want it.
We're not running our shit too well here either.
We could add another city to the roster. We could fix that shit up.
Yeah, we could fix Detroit and. Just like we, well,
just like we fixed what?
I was gonna say just like we fixed Windsor, but then I thought about Windsor and I was like, but if Detroit wasn't on the other side of Windsor, Windsor would probably be lovely. If Canadian Detroit was near Windsor, it would be great.
Yeah, or even if Detroit became Windsor, I mean, it's a big step up.
Yeah,
I think that's RoboCop statues.
Well, probably.
I don't know. We own Detroit. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
They only need one. Like, how many RoboCop statues do you want?
10.
Yeah, one in every corner of the city.
I just want 10 standing side by side in the center of the city.
I want one at every road into the city. There's a RoboCop standing there watching you as you enter the city.
You know what would make it even better is if we just made a RoboCop.
You and your...
Okay. The statues.
It's Craig, 2015. That's 2015. When
Craig, that's impossible. Well, we're talking
2015.
About...
You have to wait. It's just accurate.
Until 2015 before
we... Like, we're trying to come up with real solutions and you're just offering us fantasy.
This is kidding. We're talking about RoboCop watching over the city and you're like, let's build a real RoboCop. Let's shoot a cop and, like, take his brain, you know? And part of his face.
I'm sure that happens in
Peter
Detroit.
Peter Jennings.
That wasn't his name.
It's not.
What was his name? Peter something.
I don't know, but Peter Jennings.
Peter Weller.
Oh, that was it.
Peter Weller, yeah.
Does anyone even care? What was RoboCop's name?
Alex Murphy.
Yeah.
Oh, good job. Yeah. Nice
Come
one.
On, this guy.
It's RoboCop Craig.
RoboCop Craig.
It's a good name. I mean, it's a movie name, but it's not
How has
too
she
much.
Never seen Star Trek or
Seriously.
Star Wars?
Seriously, that was fucked up.
That is fucked up.
So, our last episode, Casey.
She's crazy? Yeah.
She never saw Star Trek, never saw Star Wars. So, thanks a lot, women. Nice job.
How have you not even seen... Like, it's on TV all the time. How do you not just stop there and see, like, half of it or something? She's never seen it. She doesn't understand what a tricorder is or, like, a transporter. Like, I wonder if she even says what warp speed is.
Does this, like, change everything she's ever said to you where it all has a different meaning now where you thought it was a Star Trek reference?
No.
Maybe somebody else.
We got Keith on the show. He'll do the show for sure.
Cool.
He's
funny.
He's funny.
He's a good guy.
We convinced Craig the other day. Now, I don't know anything about weed, so I'll tell you, he tricked me too. But Craig is like, I think I might need some more stuff. And he's like, I'll get one of those boxes.
Oh, shit.
And Craig's like, what, like a bento box? He's like, exactly like a bento box. And he makes up this whole thing. If I could order a bento box of different weed.
I was there too when that happened, conversation. And I was like, it sounded real to me.
Yeah, well, then
like,
the next day,
good.
Craig was like, oh, you getting in the box? He's like, what, the box? What are you talking about?
That's hilarious.
That's a really good term. Are you getting in the box?
Yeah, I'm getting in the box.
When he said that, I thought he was talking because I assume he knows everything about weed. He's
the
man
in the box. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
So I was like, okay, I guess that's
too.
A real thing. Why not? I'd have no reason to doubt
it. It would be very convincing.
It's yeah. true. I, yeah, he
it's
didn't
very, like, very like deadpan, like, you know. Doesn't
the sun from our
that.
Skylight, it helps brains work better.
I love the skylight.
Yeah, it's nice. This is a cool place.
Yeah, no. It's really good.
You're moving on up to the east side.
In a big something, something in the sky.
Deluxe apartment, I believe.
Thank you.
I love black people.
I'm
Especially the TV shows and movies.
Yeah.
The best. They're never terrible.
I'm sure that carpet sound isn't going to be picked up on the microphone at all. Well, it's better than your voice being picked
oh,
up
fuck,
on the
I
microphone.
I did have a question. I was thinking of on the walk here.
Funny.
Okay. Tits or asses?
It's the same voice.
Haven't we been over this?
Tits or assholes?
Asses.
Oh, I was like, tits for sure.
See, I don't know because
tits.
It's
tits.
Where I would say tits, but tits are such a gamble. It's so much harder to find nice tits.
Unless
than
it's
nice
like
ass
that's bent over so you can see their vagina.
Well, I was thinking of it like, say God is like, I'll give you a chick to stay with you for all time, What's your choice? Tits or asses? You get a 10% chance of tits, but you get a 75% chance of a good ass.
Okay, let's say that you can't choose with them naked. You have to choose with them clothed.
Right.
Oh, tits.
Tits?
I don't know. You can see a lot of asses on the subway for sitting down.
That's yeah, if you're laying
That's
on the floor pretending to have heart palpitations.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. I guess tits. Tits are right in your face usually.
I don't know.
Tits are at eye level.
I might go with asses.
There were, oh man, there's these two chicks at the mall. Man, it's been so long since I've been to a mall, but, well, besides Eaton Center, but the Dufferin Mall's right here. And just, yeah, just like.
I think I look at asses more. I don't know if that means I prefer them.
All right. It's like, what do teen girls do? Just dress up as slutty as possible to walk through the mall? Is that like a thing?
Yeah, of course they do.
Because it's just like, whoa, man.
That's how people dress nowadays.
What's going on? I'm an old man.
We're sharing a mall.
Yeah.
Yeah, Duff Mall.
Yeah, totally. It's where I got these fucking shoes for $25 or something. So they're
okay. Does not the Duff Mall
fancy?
Like if there was a zombie apocalypse, I would pick that mall.
Yeah,
that's a good mall. Yeah. That's a good zombie
That'd
mall.
Be down to the zombie mall.
Because you can control the entrances really easily.
How many? There must be. How many entrances are there?
I think 4.
Oh wow.
There's the front of Walmart. There's one on the north end.
I don't need to like lay on the mall.
I've thought a lot about this.
My favorite would be the University of New Brunswick campus in Fredericton. Like it's just buildings with all the underground tunnels like between every building. It would be so fun.
Yeah, but they could get in.
Yeah, you should be really fucked down there.
Maybe, but I don't know. It seems like it would just be awesome, but maybe logistically, maybe not. But
yeah, you don't want a lot of back doors for them to get in.
No. You want things you can defend, right? So like fewer entrances, but yet enough space that you can escape.
Yeah, I was thinking like Yorkdale because they have like a whole second floor because you get the high ground then, but they have like a ton of fucking entrances.
There's mirror windows everywhere too.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, but if you're on the high ground.
All right. Peep this, okay?
Okay.
Peep this?
Yeah. I'm bringing it back. So, five of us are in here. Zombies are coming everywhere. How do we defend ourselves in this room?
Go through the skylight.
Kill Mike.
Get up on the roof.
Can I just go out the back door?
They're coming from everywhere.
Kill Picard.
Yeah, they're coming from everywhere.
Then eat everyone and then...
You could be zombies.
Go voluntarily.
I would probably fight... I'd probably try and fight my way out of it.
Yeah, but they're... yeah, how would you do that? So do you have any weapons in here? No.
What if we just have to hold up until sunrise?
Buster. Okay.
Everything's a weapon.
Yeah, but that's hand-to-hand combat. You get, like, a way higher chance of them biting you that way.
Yeah, you need distance. By any means.
You have alcohol?
Yeah.
Like, strong enough that you could light on fire?
Sure.
I don't think so.
Vodka?
It's only 40%. Yeah, it's got to be 100 proof.
Well, can we filter out some of the water and just have just the alcohol?
You'd have to set up.
That might take a bit of time.
Yeah, you have to boil
it. Set up a distiller.
We have lighters.
Yeah, we'd have to, like, find a way to get out of here.
I have a bottle of Zippo fluid. That's something.
Do you think it would be a good idea to go on the roof?
No.
Well, they wouldn't be able to get up there as easily.
I don't know if we have a ladder to get up there.
We'd have to boost each other or tip the couch. Well, we would tip the couch against that door.
Yeah.
Okay, what else we got? We've got the back door.
We've got some mattresses.
I would just sit on the couch playing Wii and just be like, fuck you, peace! And I'd just die.
Would you mind giving
us a very good plan.
Boost
That's
through the skylight?
Terribly counter.
Yeah, if you're going to kill yourself anyway, why don't you give us a little...
Help us out. That's truly what makes me the villain.
Your team.
Wow. Or can I just help Africa too? I don't know.
Can't save everyone.
I'm gonna change my TwitPic to zombie awareness.
Yeah, you don't really like fire escapes outside, eh?
We all missed the slot walk
door, which has a stairway.
Yeah, I totally forgot about it.
Was there any... Did you hear anything, Picard, about the slut walk? Was there anything going on?
No. Yeah, I didn't go to that because it sounded like it was going to be retarded.
So it didn't even make a splash in the blog?
Yeah, it was in the...
Yeah,
it was on blog.to and it was in the newspaper and stuff, but it was mostly, like, fat types.
I feel like I don't understand this world right now.
What do you mean?
Like,
No, just in general. I mean, maybe that's, like, the whole nature of going back to how I'm a crusty fuck on Twitter. You know?
I'm sorry.
Wait, so you mean like
no.
Yeah. Yeah. should sound like 1-2 o'clock in the morning with the full moon out. Niggas in they trucks creeping with a fresh box of ecstasy pills for these bitches. Yeah, team select, please collect G's, connect these, nigga, direct the trees to the smoke fest. Wanna take a tote? Yes. The newest zone I'm in, I'm like Smithsonian, nigga, fuck it, call me Napoleon.
Hey, yo, get up, get out, get dough.
Get dough, nigga.
Smoke that
dough. Smoke,
draw
now.
Shake your hips and bounce your niggas wrap your hook. Yeah.
If you with me, yeah, yeah. Throw your guns in the motherfucking air, come on. Yeah. My bitches, where you at now? You know I see.
You know, and then it's hard to say, well, yeah, but, you know, you don't want to sound just like you're bragging, but I guess this is, okay, what I'm getting at is these people who spend all their time at fucking university and picking up all these degrees and reading these books and writing these papers and think they know everything, but they don't have any fucking real life experience! Oh, sorry. That was a little over the top. I apologize. You know, they haven't been in the world. God damn it. That week I spent at a men's hostel in Prince George, down to my last 25 cents. Well, Keith McNally could relate to that. But a lot of other people can't, you know? Just to understand, hey, what is it like to work on a track gang out in the bush? And all the experience I've had. When was the last time I told you really about that Chilkoot Trail hike, you know? That's a damn good story. I've had so many fucking good stories because I spent a good part of my early life before landing up in the suburbs, married a father, and being a responsible citizen that I am now. I spent such a big part of my life chasing down experiences to live life, to feel, to smell, to taste. You know, I did that. All right? So I don't know how you feel hearing this from me, and I don't know how I feel telling you this, because it's not entirely comfortable, but I feel I have to say it. And say it, I did. And now I got to go in and print up some exams and fix up another test for this afternoon. I got shit to do, okay?
Finalcountdown.ca